The entities that you call attached entities, do they differ from ghosts?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. When you're talking about an attached entity is a being without a body, so it's a ghost-like character, except what it does is it enters into our auric field. And so the auric field is the electromagnetic field around the physical body. When energies enter into our personal space, we automatically assume it's ours. Can I give you an example?
Please.
Okay. So, and actually, I shared this story with Lisa the other day because it was just kind of an interesting aha to me.
Producer Lisa, to those who don't know who we're talking about.
Okay. And so, I mean, I'm going to say I'm fairly recent. It's getting a little old now, but I got divorced. And so, but about a month ago, for some reason, which didn't make any sense to me, I just kept thinking about my ex-husband. And every time I would think about him, you know, I wasn't thinking particularly kind thoughts. And it got to the point where I felt like I was obsessing on him and our relationship. And it was like, I'm done with this and I'm moving on. It didn't make any sense to me, George. And so finally, I called up a girlfriend of mine who, you know, is also intuitive. And I said, what's going on? It's like, I don't understand why I'm obsessing. Is he in my space? I mean, he's not dead. And so she said, well, yeah, he's right there. And that gave me enough information to move his energy, his attention, his focus out of my space. And I became me again. And the obsession just totally went away. And so when an entity puts its energy in our auric field, we automatically assume it's ours. And they're not nice. They, you know, they usually have a motive. They usually have some reason why they're getting into your auric field in the first place. And it creates behavioral problems. It creates addiction problems. A lot of different things can occur based on what the entity wants from you.
How do they single out? How do they find the individuals?
Well, what they do is that we invite them in, embarrassing as that may sound, but we invite them in for one reason or another, and we can get into that whole part. But there is something in our personality that attracts them to us. We have some kind of issue going on. We are, I'm sure you've talked about law of attraction on this show, or your listeners are familiar with the concept of law of attraction. You know, what we send out, we receive back. Well, if we're in a bad place, you know, we are in the middle of a divorce or whatever, it's like our energy is just low. It's like we're in that really funk zone. And many times we will call out for help. We're calling out for guidance. We're calling out for support. I've had clients that have just, you know, opened themselves up and say, you know, all my angels and guides come and help me. And they're in such a low place, they will actually draw to them an entity, because we're talking about a being without a body, that is vibrating higher than where they are in their funky spot, but they're not in their normal energy space. And so when they get back to their regular energy place, what might have been good and beneficial for that finite period of time actually is very negative. But now they're kind of stuck with it.
Have you found, Rita, that people who tend to get attached to these entities can't come back? They can't find themselves afterwards?
There are some people, when you start talking about psychiatric disorders, those are people, and let me specify. Attached entity will enter your auric field, hang out for a while, you regain your sovereignty, you regain your personal power, and you end up booting it out, you know, until something else happens. The emotional button gets pushed again. You have another drink, you know, whatever it is, whatever the behavior is that the entity is feeding off of. And that's kind of like, you know, the little bat phone that says, hey, come on in, come on down and just jump in my space. And when you're done with that behavior, it will move out. There are people, however, that they can't get them out, and those are the people that exhibit, and I'm just going to throw out a couple, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder. There are individuals that I have worked with that have actually entities attached to them that will bug them and say, well, what about the stove? Well, what about the stove? Well, wait a minute, you got stuff on your hands, you know, and get them to have the obsessive behavior that you hear about in psychological journals. Individuals that have delusions or schizophrenia, I mean, schizophrenia is kind of a two-part thing. There's an energetic issue that's going on where they're unable to filter.
Right.
But in addition, they have also opened up vortexes into their auric field so that entities can just kind of come in and out at will. And so they usually will have multiple entities attached to them with multiple effects.
Do you find that children tend to get attached more to these entities?
Children, it is more common for a child to actually call an entity in. That is the most common place. And when a child calls an entity in, those are the ones that don't really realize that they're having behavioral changes because it's been with them for so long in their life. That as an adult, they just figure, well, that's how I behave, that's how I react. Usually with children, they have been in an abusive environment, you know, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and that child is calling out and wanting someone to come and save them. And who saves them? The entity. And it will make them be proud. It will make them be strong. It will make them be angry, which in a very dysfunctional kind of way makes it so they can get through the situation, they can survive, but it's really dysfunctional as opposed to them going crazy or checking out and not participating in life later on. But then they have this entity to deal with.
Are these entities tricking these kids?
Well, yeah, I mean, because all they want to do is feed off of you. You know, they want your emotional energy.
Now, do they want their souls, or is that something else?
I don't think they want their souls. I think they want to, you know, I mean, in some situations, they want to live vicariously off the person. I think when we're talking about people with addiction issues, they're living vicariously. My observation, especially with children, is that they will create an emotional reaction that has an energy because each emotion has a vibration and they are drawn to that energy vibration and they like it and they feed off of it. So it's to their benefit to keep you in that place. It's their benefit to keep you in that low negative victim energy or angry energy or frustrated energy or disassociated from your family energy because that's what they want. That's what they need.